The recoverer, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that was the man. He was just starting to move the inside, saw the ball pop down immediately, dove on top of it, and hauled it in for Snow College. Second big turnover.
His brother Kevin played basketball for Snow last year. First down and 10 with 5 seconds left in the first quarter of play. This will be the last play. Handoff goes to Trey Nicholson. Nicholson gets up to the 48, to the 50-yard line. That ends the first quarter. 10-0 Snow, back in 60 seconds.
Just for coming in to take a tour of the new Bradshaw RV Center, you can be treated to a barbecued steak dinner for two, two nights at an RV resort nearby, and two nights lodging. Come in and get the details. See the wonderful new facilities for RV enthusiasts, a 12-bay service garage, free sanitary dump station, a magnificent parts store, propane servicing, and new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels at Bradshaw RV Center.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize t-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff.
Tim Chedrick in motion, coming out of that backfield, gets the pass on the far sidelines, will be enough for the first down. Get inside the Dixie 40, down at the Dixie 38-yard line. So the little swing pass coming to Chedrick, coming out of the backfield, has been successful. Chedrick is setting up the touchdown before and then getting the only touchdown of the ball game for Snow. Mark it actually at the 39-yard line of Dixie. First down and 10, and Mike, Chedrick in motion, he was almost labeled with big arrows that he was going to be the receiver.
Yeah, and even at that, he was pretty wide open when he hauled it in, so something that the defense is going to have to watch.
Wide receiver coming to the near side is Troy Turner. Wide receiver left also, and bring both running backs up very close to White. Back to pass is White, throwing the quick pass to Chedrick coming out of the backfield. Gets away from Mark Brown, and Chedrick ducked his head and will get inside the 30 down near the 29-yard line. Just about a yard short, about a half yard short. Mark Brown, who missed the initial tackle, was in on the eventual tackle, and so was Teddy Newman. So about a half yard short of first down territory on that gain. As Charlie Hurley's been keeping track here, Dixie's outgained Snow on the ground and still trails.
Yeah, well, they've had 40 yards to Snow's 34, but the big problem is in the air. White so far has already completed 5 out of 7 passes for 78 yards. He's really hurting Dixie badly there.
Second down, less than a yard to go, just inside the Dixie 30-yard line, and Snow College with a 10-0 lead has put that defense on the field a long time for Dixie. Nicholson out of the backfield, gets the quick pass, has the first down, is caught from behind by Dave Stoder. Nicholson went into a slot position to the left, got the quick swing pass by White. Stoder caught Nicholson from behind, and that's a major effort also, but it'll be first down and 10 and put it at the 15-yard line of Dixie College. Mike.
Right now it's the short passing game of the Snow Badgers, which is really hurting the defense of Dixie, and Coach Croshaw and his staff has been yelling out to check off when a man goes in motion out of the backfield. They must make some adjustments to pick that man.
Snow has thrown a more varied offense at Dixie than any school we've seen this year. They have had more variety in plays than any school we've seen. Bring both of those running backs up close to the quarterback again, this time on a draw play. Hand it to Nicholson, still on his feet at the 10-yard line, and then leans forward to the 8-yard line. Rick Wilson almost with a face mask, but instead had his elbow about where the face mask was as he wrapped the whole arm, left arm, around the head of Nicholson, almost bending back in the wrong direction.
They really did. The referee right on top of that, watching for that. That time it appeared that a couple of the Dixie defenders were tackling the football, trying to strip it away, and that allowed the running back, Nicholson, to continue on and pick up a couple more yards.
Second down, 3 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 8-yard line. Snow with a 10-0 lead here early in the second quarter of play, 12:57 left in the second quarter, and threatening again. Dixie shifting on the defense. White fakes the handoff, rolling to his right. Here comes the pressure. White into the end zone. Pass almost into the hands of the intended receiver over there, Mark Waterman, but plenty of coverage by Dixie. He would have had to have threaded the needle to get it to Waterman, and it looked like too many hands between Waterman and the football.
Yeah, I think that would have been the case, and Waterman, even had he got a hand on the football, would have really had to make a circus catch out of it to keep his feet in bounds, as the ball was led a little bit too far. That time I think the defense knew exactly where the play was going and followed it very well.
Third down and 3 yards to go at the 8-yard line. Just a reminder, Paula's is in their new location on the Bluff, just off of North Bluff. Great food always at Paula's Restaurant in St. George. Long count by Kevin White. Back to an I formation on the running backs. Now White wants a timeout. He saw that defense and didn't like it. 12:45 left in the half. Timeout Snow. 10-0 Snow back in 60.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
Now is the perfect time for painting your home. Ann Jones Paint and Glass has 1001 beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. So dress up your exterior with the full satin latex house paint. For the inside story, you'll want the foolproof latex flat wall paint. At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll also find full stain oil-based stains and Fuller Glow latex stain enamel and much, much more. So if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. And remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Two receivers to the left. It's third down, 3 yards to go at the Dixie 8-yard line. And Snow College threatening again with a 10-0 lead. Kevin White, outstanding performance today. Handoff goes into the middle to Trey Nicholson, and Nicholson is not going to get the first down. Mike, it looks like he's going to be about a yard short.
Yeah, he needed to get just past the 5-yard line, and he'll be held back probably on about the 6-yard line. The referee hurries in there and sets the ball down, so brings up a fourth down. I expect we would see Chitty at this point.
Fourth down, 1 yard to go, or does Snow go for it? Leading 10-0, will they go for the first down? And yes, they will go for the first down. Mike, does that surprise you a little bit after cashing in from 57 yards out?
It did, and I think that the quarterback wants to talk things over. As I expect now to see Leonard Chitty come in, and here he does. I don't know why they would have to go through something like that, but I guess they finally decided, hey, let's go for the sure three.
Timeout called by Snow College. Let's take a quick 30-second break. 10-0 Snow out in front of Dixie. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff.
Field goal attempt by Chitty. Put it at about the 13-yard line, so a 23-yard attempt. He already has a 57-yard attempt today. That made it 10-0. The snap, the kick, it's up. Is it good? Yes, it is. And Chitty has made it 13-0. Snow College on a 23-yard field goal with 12:09 left in the half. 13-0 Snow. Let's take a 60-second break and be right back.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st. The St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you. There's fun and excitement in the air as the Dixie College Rebels go at it again. Capco Petroleum is proud to help make these exciting broadcasts possible for your enjoyment. Your Stop and Shop convenience store at 800 East St. George Boulevard is also joining Capco in this endeavor, as is Ernie's Station next door to the Burger King on 900 East St. George Boulevard. Enjoy the game and enjoy the service found at these businesses that support your team.
Back at the Hanson Stadium, 13-0 Snow lead. The kick comes down to Leo Austin at right at the goal line. Austin at the 10, turns to the outside at the 12-yard line and turns straight down near the 13-yard line. As Snow College there on the tackle. Number 24, Sean Harker. Number 31, Chet Laird. Harker taking out a little of his frustrations from getting nailed earlier, Mike.
Yeah, he is. Something I was going to mention on that last field goal, that was very, very close. In fact, several of the defensive team from Dixie thought that it had actually missed and were complaining about the call by the referees, but the one referee was standing directly underneath the far upright, and he's one that had to finally indicate it was good.
First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 13-yard line. Now Dixie down by 13 points, 13 to nothing, and two mistakes by Dixie. Two turnovers have set up Snow scores. One a field goal, one a touchdown. Handoff goes to Sean Hunter, and Hunter has the first down. Spun away at the 27, at the 30, at the 35. Hunter on his feet at the 40, down near the 44-yard line. And Sean Hunter, mark it at the 43, not the 44. Sean Hunter, outstanding run, and that's the best run we've seen out of Hunter in a long time, Mike. He found some room.
Yeah, he did it all by himself. He was picking and choosing all the way through, and I think the people on the listening audience could hear the crowd behind me here stand up and roar. That's the biggest thing they've had to yell about in the ballgame. What an excellent run.
First down and 10, and Dixie leading Snow in rushing yardage today, but trailing 13 to nothing in the score, and the difference has been the passing game of Kevin White. Outstanding so far. And off this time goes to the tailback, George Kahui, across the 45, down near the 46-yard line. Spun down there by Paul Schwenke again. Schwenke got a hold of Kahui and would not let him loose just across the 45. The football, the back end of the football, nudging the Snow side of the 45. So you can just split the difference there between the 45 and the 46 as Kahui was spun down. His feet ended up near the 47-yard line, but the football stayed back. Make a second down. A short 8 yards coming up for Dixie College. Hand off this time into the middle of that line and not going anywhere is Dixie. Maybe a gain of 2 yards on the play. There on the tackle is Tukuafu again, and that was Sean Hunter on the carry. Hunter, not really much of a power runner, Mike. He doesn't have that much strength. He's not that big.
No, he has to use finesse in his running, and he's been doing that very well when he gets into the open field. His toughest shots are when he has to go right into the line amongst the much bigger players.
Third down, 6 yards to go for Dixie. Put it just at the Dixie 47-yard line. Dixie hasn't even come close to a score. Fumble on the snap. Did Mike Gamble get it back? Yes, but it'll be a loss on the play. Almost picked up by Snow, and Steve Sutton is beside himself. Sutton coming to the sidelines. Mike, I don't know what's... What Sutton is saying, but whatever it is not sweet. He is upset.
The big problem in the ballgame so far is mistakes like that, and I believe that was really fortunate for Dixon. They got a hand back on that football.
So the fumble on the play makes it fourth down, put it back at the 42-yard line. Fourth down and about 11 yards to go. Timeout called by Dixie. With 9:45 left in the first half of play, 13 to nothing Snow. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
Southern Utah, you now have your very own trophy shop. Skip that long trip to Salt Lake or Vegas. Save time, save money, and save gas. Shop at the all-new Dixie Trophy on North Bluff and St. George. Dixie Trophy has a large selection of medals, plaques, ribbons, certificates, trophies, and the popular rainbow stone. Dixie Trophy also offers hats, T-shirts, and a professional engraving service. Visit Dixie Trophy, conveniently located in the new shopping plaza on North Bluff, a member of the Trophy Dealers and Manufacturers of America.
Third fumble of the afternoon. Two of them have been lost. A correction, fourth fumble of the afternoon. Two of them have been lost by Dixie. And twice the mix-up has come on the snap. Mike, that's been a problem.
That's happened in several ball games in the past as well, Larry. And it's hard to see what that is. It's just somehow the center and quarterback just not making the connection.
Punting situation, Troy Campbell to do the kicking. Two men back deep to receive. Looks like the deepest man is Ryan Campbell. The snap, Troy Campbell boots it away. Low driving kick will come down and hit at about the 25. Skip into the arms of Brian Campbell. Brings it right back to the 25 and then is leveled at the 28-yard line. Rob Morley on the tackle. Also in on the tackle for Dixie is Shane Whitney along with Rich Hawley. And we don't get a chance to say those names that often, but make it first down and 10. For Snow College, about right close to a 10-yard return. Put it back at the Snow, 28-yard line. First down and 10 for Snow College with a 13-0 lead, 9:36 left in the first half, and the defense is spending a lot of time on the field. Wide receivers to each side. I formation on the running backs and quarterback Kevin White, who is having a career day today. Super performance for Snow. Handoff goes to Trey Nicholson. Nicholson, quick burst, has 6 yards. Right down to the 34-yard line, and Nicholson, that quick first step, gets there, Mike.
Yeah, very quick running back. Quick, straightforward handoff, and he was into the line, across the line, picked up a couple of yards, as you say, about 5 or 6.
So make it second down and 4 yards to go. And put it at the Snow 34-yard line. Homecoming day for Dixie, but so far it's been all Snow, 13-0. Dixie Trophy in St. George is the place to go for the trophies for your group or organization. Dixie Trophy on North Bluff. I formation again on the running backs. Three receivers out to the left side. Handoff goes to Nicholson. Very close to a first down, but it looks like Dave Stoder was able to curl him back away from first down territory. Mike, looks like it'll be about a yard short.
The referee quickly indicates that it is third down, about a yard shy. This would be a very good thing for the defense right now to stiffen up, hold Snow shy of the first down marker, and get their offense who they need to have back out on the field right now.
Trey Nicholson with 29 yards on the day. Let's double check. Towards 109 yard per game average, number 2 behind Kenny Rock of Phoenix College. Rock has had a super year. Handoff going up over the middle, and it looks like there's enough for the first down. Shedrick, the man, able to go up and crawl across the top of that pile of bodies. And down on the other side, Mike, he went across the Maginot line and got the first down.
Did just know exactly what he had to do. He knew exactly how far he had to go, and as you said, he went up and over that time. The line submarine down underneath their players and allowed him to get over top and pick up the first down.
8:16 left in the first half of play. Snow with a 13-0 lead, playing a little more ball control right now. To the right side comes Troy Turner. We have yet to see Turner as a receiver or a catcher pass today. Chris Patinet out to the left. Shedrick, the fullback. And the tailback is Nicholson. Fake the handoff to Nicholson. Throwing deep. White lofts the pass down the sidelines. Two ball players out there, and this time it may be Rick Wilson. Wilson and Turner, and I think Wilson gets the defensive pass interference this time, Mike.
I think it was an obvious call that time, as it was number 2 against number 2, but the defense did put an elbow into the offensive man and kind of give him a little shove. I don't think he thought he was seen by the referee, but the referee just had a hard time getting the flag out. To me, an obvious call.
It wasn't. I'm not sure who he felt didn't see him. It looked like most of the people in the stands were staring right there. Make it first down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 45-yard line. And Snow College spending a lot of time on the field offensively, and that is the difference right now. Wide receivers on each side. One going in each direction. Now split the running backs. Nope, put Shedrick into a slot position, and one lone setback. That's Trey Nicholson. Long count by White. Handoff goes to Nicholson. Sweep to the left. Nicholson looking for a blocker. There's a flag back on the right side. Nicholson inside the 40, down near the 36-yard line, and it looks like a hold coming up against Snow, and it may be one of the trailing blockers, Mike, because Nicholson had the yardage without the hold.
Yeah, usually when you see a flag in that area, it's an indication it's going to be a holding call against. Now we get it's an illegal block below the knee. So the call is illegal block, but it's still against the Snow Badgers, and that'll call back that nice run by Nicholson.
Illegal block, as you say, Mike. And mark it off, 15-yard penalty. And so the gain by Snow College brought back and put it back on the Snow College side of the field. Make it first down and 25 yards to go. 7:46 left in the first half of play, 13-0. Snow College with the lead. Bradshaw Ford and RV Center has the new RV Center open right now. Complete service center, plus they have plenty of RVs to choose from if you're looking to get into one right now. Check with Bradshaw Ford and RV Center. First down, 25 yards to go for Snow College, but they have been explosive today. 2 field goals and a touchdown. 2 of those scores set up by mistakes by Dixie. Fumbles. Back to pass. White throwing over the middle through the hands of Green, is caught in midair by James Turner. Turner caught him in midair and threw him to the ground, but I don't see any flags. Snow College hollering for the flag, but Turner just caught Green in midair. Mike, it looked more vicious than it actually turned out to be, although Green was slammed to the ground a la the Incredible Hulk.
I think exactly that the way it was. I'm not sure that Turner even knew that he had missed the football as he just slammed him to the ground. That was just continuation of play. Of course, across the way, about half the crowd stood up and demanding a flag on that play, but they weren't going to get it.
Greg Croshaw giving, or correction, Bob Joy giving some signals down the sidelines. Rich Cafusi comes to the sideline. His brother Steve standing over by Greg Croshaw's father on the far south side of the bench. Steve Cafusi, redshirting this year at BYU. Of course, it's not upper Provo. Will not be used this year. Will be used next year. Pumping once, pumping twice, throwing deep. Kevin White back there. Darren Lambert loses the football. It's caught by Patinay. Touchdown! Lambert had the interception. Went through his arms into the hands of Patinay. Lambert almost got the tackle. Patinay stumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, and Snow is thinking this is poetic justice. Snow now with a 19-0 lead and starting to run Dixie off the field with the passing game. Mike?
Just Larry, that I've seen in a long time, as you called it and explained it very well, but let's give some credit to Patinay on that reception. He kept his eye on the football, and once he got that football on his hands, he knew where the end zone was and was not to be denied.
Lambert had the interception. Patinay caught it through his arms. The kick by Chitty is up, and it is good. Make it 20-0. Snow with 7:06 left in the first half, back in 60.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651. Beautiful walls have never been easier. Hundreds and hundreds of beautiful new wallpaper selections now at super sale prices at Jones Paint and Glass. Save 50 to 75% on all in-stock wallpaper. These beautiful single rolls won't cost you a penny over $6.99. Wow, what a savings, and you choose from the latest colors and designs. You'll find the selections at Jones Paint and Glass are the newest arrivals from the designers, too. See Stephanie and see how easy and inexpensive it is to add new personality to your home. Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Sean Hunter catches the opening kick, the kickoff on the 2-yard line, brings it all the way across the field to the 12-yard line. Ephraim Teo, as he threw a block, correction, not but Jeff, Shane Whitney having a little bit of a problem there. Apparently, there's a flag in the middle of the field, and there's a clip coming up against Dixie. So that's just what Dixie needs is a mistake, Mike. Two mistakes have set this thing on edge, and now narrowly missing the pass interception, Lambert and Patinay with tremendous concentration coming in with the touchdown.
I mentioned that just a few moments ago. It's just amazing what they did. Dixie is really digging a hole for themselves, so they really had the problems, and I think if we would take away, you know, those fumbles, take away a couple points on that scoreboard, we'd have a much more even football game. But Dixie digging their hole themselves, and now another one will set them back deep in their own territory.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 6-yard line, and Mike Gammel at quarterback split the running backs behind him, and Gammel is going to have to let her loose. Gammel in the end zone, throwing deep to the outside. There's Bryant Hill over his head out there, stride for stride with Bryant Hill. His number 11, Bronco Mendenhall, and two of the best in the conference, nose to nose right there. Right now, Charlie, you have Kevin White for what?
He's having a career this afternoon in the first half. He's 7 for 11 for 152 yards, and he still has almost 7 minutes to get some more.
181 yards average on the year for White, and White is that close, within 30 yards of getting his average per ball game. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 6-yard line after that incomplete pass. Back to pass, Gammel. Throwing the pass intended for George Kahui out of the backfield. Kahui slipped and went down, and Dave Mossman was not about to let him up. Incomplete pass. The pass thrown short. Third down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 6. And, Mike, the hole is getting deeper for Dixie right now.
6 minutes, 48 seconds left in the first half. They can ill afford to make any more mistakes and get any farther behind. What they really need, of course, is a big breaker right here to get them out in the middle of the field, get their offense a little bit of something going, hopefully get some points on the board before the first half ends.
Snow College, with just two regular season games left on the year, Snow next week will be at Mesa, and Mesa has not been an offensive power this year at all. Back to pass, Mike Gamble. Gamble throwing deep to the right side there. Sealed just through his hands. Two defenders came together. Campbell and Bronco Mendenhall, and Hill actually had a better shot at that pass than either of the two defenders. They almost took each other out of the play, and it was just off the fingertips of Hill. It would have been a first down, but would have been's do not count.
No, not at all. Ryan Campbell that time giving Hill a little shove in the back just as the ball gets there. They're very close. The referees, however, right on top of it and did not throw any flag.
Fourth down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 6-yard line. Back at the back of the end zone is Troy Campbell, and you can bet that Snow's going to send everybody. Here come the troops. Campbell gets away the kick, barely. It'll come down and scoot at the 40-yard line and get a Snow bounce and stop at the 42, caught by George Kahui. It was headed back the other direction. So the punt by Campbell will give Snow excellent field position with 6:32 left in the first half and a 20-0 lead. Jones Paint and Glass in St. George is the place to go when you have glass problems. Remember, if you have a broken window in your home, check with Jones Paint and Glass, even for auto glass. Yes, indeed. Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 42-yard line. Kevin White, 30 yards away from his average per game passing, and that's against a good pass defensive team. But White has had plenty of time in that pocket today. Only one sack on White, and the Dixie defensive line has been bottled up. The pass over the middle has it incomplete. Looked like it was almost going to be complete to Waterman and then dropped, and Lambert came up with the football, but Waterman never really had control of it, Mike. Oops, we'll check with you in just a minute. Waterman is down right now. Mike, could you tell whether he just had the wind knocked out of him? Are you there? There we go.
Am I there? Oh, I'm
yes, you're
I
there.
I would think that's what it was, although he was really hit by a couple of players and kind of doubled over as he tried to haul in that pass. He dropped the football. And I think he's going to get up, and I believe it probably was just the wind knocked out of him.
Second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 42-yard line. Started to get up, and then just the assistant coaches have just kept him down. Just a reminder, the Dixogas is the place to go for all of your propane needs with winter coming on. I know it's beautiful weather today, but it does get cool in a hurry suddenly, so be prepared with the propane you need at Dixogas in St. George. Charlie, from up above, it's been a case of snow dominating.
White's been able to freeze the linebackers with a fake send of the line. They're not getting a very good penetration from the line. He's had excellent coverage. And as you said before, he's only had one time he's had a hand laid on him.
Kevin White, outstanding performance today. Split the running backs behind White. Shedrick to the near side, Nicholson to the far side, and very close to that line. Handoff goes to Nicholson, has a block in front of him. Flag on the play. Flag went down and is after a gain of about 3 yards by Nicholson. Smothered underneath there, down near the 39-yard line, and it may be coming up against Snow. Mike, did you catch the penalty?
It is a holding call against the Badgers. One of the blockers, I believe, out in front of the running back that time had to hold on to his man and try and hold him back, and it was picked up, and it'll mark off yardage against Snow.
It looked like one of the officials did signal as if someone had grabbed him by the front of the jersey and did not point out a number at this point. A 10-yard penalty coming up. Mark it back. Apparently, from the point of the hole, put it back at the Snow 49-yard line. Otherwise, it's a 9-yard penalty. Make it second down. And 19 yards to go, approximately, on the penalty. And Snow will be on their own side of the field. Dixie having to spend a lot of time defensively on the field and not being able to get to the quarterback all that much. 6:06. Left in the first half of play, 20-0. Snow with the lead. Draw play goes to Nicholson. Nicholson will get a yard and then get smothered. There on the tackle, Dennis Wildman. Off the bottom of the stack comes Howard Reeve. Dave Stoder also in there. Howard Reeve, for a freshman, has proved that he is going to be a force to be reckoned with, as planning on going on a mission for the LDS Church, and then we'll be back in a couple of years. Brother Jack starred for 2 years at Dixie, then went on a mission and is redshirting this year at Weber State, giving Nicholson 2 yards on the carry down to the 49-yard line of Dixie. So make it third down and about 17 yards to go. Nicholson slowly stacking up the yardage and getting a little closer to his 109 yards per game average. Split the running backs back behind White. Fake the handoff. White now getting a little pressure, throwing the pass over the middle. Juggled. Will not be picked off. There on the tackle is Stu Johnson. The pass was into the arms of number 86, Dave Stott. And the Stott, the tight end, juggled it. Stu Johnson just took him right out of the play, drilled him right in the midsection.
Yeah, that was what made the difference in that play. He was juggling the ball and could have hauled it in, obviously, but he was hit by the defenseman just as he was able to, was about to haul that one in and made him drop it.
Fourth down, 17 yards to go, and Boyd Pendleton to do the punting again. Three receivers back deep to receive. The high, beautiful spiral coming down, and will hit and get a Dixie bounce back upfield and will die at about the 22-yard line. Picked there by Snow. George Kahui on that high spiral kick just watched it come down. He saw a lot of white shirts with blue numerals coming after him. What a drop, and it will be a break for Dixie because of the bounce. 5:05 left in the first half of play. 20-0 Snow, and Dixie takes over. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie, just across the Dixie 22-yard line. And, Mike, something needs to be generated, but you can't get it all back in one play.
No, that's what they got to stay away from. Larry is really panicking. They do need to play good ball and get it back a little at a time.
Split the running backs behind Gamble, and you can bet Snow's going to be looking for the pass from here on out. The running plays will have to be big. The pitch to the outside to Sean Hunter, and Hunter is going to be thrown to the turf. And there is Paul Schwenke. Schwenke grabbed a hold of Hunter as if someone would grab a hold of a Smurf doll and just tossed him to the turf, lost back to the 18-yard line.
Really wrapped him up, and I think he knew he didn't really need to do much other than grab a hold of his biceps, and our legs are about as big as Sean Hunter, the runner, so he just simply rolled him around like a rag and threw him down.
Loss of four, second down, 14 yards to go at the Dixie 18. We mentioned this is homecoming. A lot of the former cheerleaders are back to help lead cheers, and they all remember, although they don't all remember together. They're going on their routines here. Mike Gamble back to pass. Gamble throwing to the outside, has it complete to Kahui. Kahui tossed out of bounds. Ryan Campbell getting a little anxious with that. No damage done, but he was giving a little bit of hand jive to George Kahui as he pushed him out of bounds. It's enough to be complete, but not enough for the first down. Back up to about the 24-yard line. Mike?
Yeah, that was a good concentration. A little bump and shove, actually. I don't know if they knew they were out of bounds as they came down, and they were still pushing each other. The referee that quickly stepped in and separated them and says, let's play ball.
Listed as a gain of just about 5 yards, so make it third down and 9 yards to go, just across the 23-yard line. Will Snow have the blitz? Yes, they will. Mike Gamble, under pressure, gets away from the blitz, shapes up, throws deep over the middle, too big for Bryant Hill. Hill back there with Mendenhall. Coming through there for Snow College was Ryan Campbell from that backfield position. Campbell came through and was spun out of the way. Dixie picked up Campbell in a hurry and just spun him away from Gamble.
He was coming from his linebacker position to step in there. As you said, they were able to get him out of the way that time, though. They looked like Hill was open for a few moments. The pass a little bit overthrown.
Dixie's offense has not generated much in the way of first downs today. Not at all, Mike. Or Charlie?
Dixie has 7 first downs. Snow has 7.
It seems like it's been a long time for Dixie. The kick by Campbell aimed away from one of the receivers and will go out of bounds. Intended out, or the man who was closest to it was Sean Harker. Harker, instead of going after the football, went after throwing some blocks and just had the football go out of bounds. It did not really get a Dixie bounce. It went more as a split the difference between the two of them. And Snow will have outstanding field position again on that punt. First down and 10 for Snow College. Put it at the Snow 49-yard line with 4:03 left in the first half of play. Snow College with a 20-0 lead. 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals. Leonard Chitty doing the battle of the toe, but Tim Wagstaff really has not had a shot to show his stuff today. 1 lone setback, back to pass. Kevin White sets up, looking deep, throwing to the left side. and has it complete inside the 25 down near the 23-yard line. The receiver out there, let's double check, looks to be number 86, Dave Stott, the tight end, and he was quite a ways downfield for a tight end, Mike.
Yeah, he was in a much deeper situation than you would have thought. Last time again, let's give some credit to the Snow offensive line as they kept the defense at bay that time and allowed their quarterbacks to time to get out of the pocket, look downfield, and finally pick up the open man in Stott.
28-yard gain on that play and put it at the Dixie 23-yard line. First down and 10, and White with the completion to the tight end. And here comes Snow again with a 20-0 lead. One setback, the handoff goes to Sean Daniels. Daniels dives forward, got the quick handoff from White. Dixie on the tackle, Stoder down at the bottom of that stack. Also getting up off the bottom of the stack is Howard Reeve and Rich Cafusi. After the performance by Cafusi and Teddy Newman in the last couple of ball games, Mike, the fakes by White are taking those linemen and taking the linebackers, Dennis Wildman and all, right out of the chase of the quarterback.
They really are. They're faking him. They're freezing him, and they're not sure which way to make the move. And that's allowing the offense to really pick up the yards that they have.
So a gain of just about a yard on the play. Make it second down and a long 9 yards to go. Back to pass, Kevin White. Here comes the pressure. The pass thrown over the middle. Is it juggled? Yes, it is. It's intercepted by Darren Lambert. Flag upfield. Lambert is nailed at the 25 by an offensive lineman, Joe Dedek, a big guard. But Lambert has the pass interception, but there's a roughing the passer call on Kevin White. Back the other way, they got to White, but they roughed him, Mike, and that's going to cost Dixie the pass interception.
We'll wait and see what that is. I have not seen any indication. They're going to mark the ball from about the 23-yard line. I believe that was the original line of scrimmage, so I think you're right, Larry. Now Coach Croshaw's thinking, hey, I want that explained to me, and the referee says, we'll give it to you.
Okay, apparently it was a roughing the passer call, and Snow keeps the football. So the pass interception by Lambert is taken away, and Snow College has the football, a roughing the passer call. With 2:49 left in the first half of play, and make it first down and 10. Put it just about the Dixie 12-yard line. So this time, a mistake by the defense costing Dixie possibly 20-0. Dixie with the lead. Pitch goes to Nicholson. Hurdles one potential tackler. Will not get away from the swarm that follows him. A loss on the play as Nicholson stays in bounds. And Dixie's defense taking out a little bit of frustration, a year-long frustration on Trey Nicholson that time. Howard Reeve nailed him, and Nicholson comes up limping, but it doesn't look like it's going to be that serious. He's holding the back of his leg as if he had a Charlie horse.
A little bit of explanation. Referee coming over explaining to a coach on that last roughing the passer call. He said number 58, James Turner, threw a forearm into the face of the quarterback White. That was the call, the big mistake.
So Turner had thrown a forearm into the face of the quarterback, and so that's, thank you, Mike, appreciate that. Loss of almost 3 yards on the play. Make it second down at about 13 yards to go. White on the screen pass has it over the middle. Complete to the tight end Stott again. Stott was caught in midair by Dave Stoder. Eventually got up and went into the end zone, but the ball had already been blown dead a long time ago. Stoder nailed him from the side, and Mike, I think he's going to feel some bruises on that one.
No doubt about that. Dave Stott is 6'4", and they use that height very, very well as he goes up into the middle and can leap high, haul in that pass, but as you said, hit from the side immediately.
Third down, about 7 yards to go on that pass completion to Stott. Kevin White, outstanding passing day, and White almost at his game-long average yardage. And we're still in the first half, 20-0 Snow. Back to pass. The pass over the middle, intended for the receiver there, right in the face of White, was Rich Cafusi. And Mike, Dixie's slowly getting a little more pressure on White, but White still almost completed the pass.
Yeah, White is doing an excellent job that time. As you call, the defense was in on him, putting the hands up and getting the pressure on him, but White's still able to look downfield. Actually, he had three receivers right in the same area. I would have to think that may have been a mix-up in somebody's route.
Leonard Chitty to try the field goal once again. This time, put it at about the 17-yard line, so a 57-yarder, a 23-yarder, and Chitty going after his third field goal of the day. From the 17-yard line, this is a 27-yard attempt. The kick up by Chitty. Is it good? Yes, it is. Make it 23-0, Snow, with a minute 11 left in the first half. Back in 60.
Now is the perfect time for painting your home. And Jones Paint and Glass has 1,001 beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. So dress up your exterior with the full satin latex house paint. For the inside story, you'll want the foolproof latex flat wall paint. At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll also find full stain oil-based stains and Fuller Glow latex stain enamel and much, much more. So if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. And remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixo Gas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixo Gas can serve your needs. Dixo Gas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixo Gas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
At the half, Larry, it's BYU leading Wyoming 30-0.
30-0 BYU over Wyoming at the half, and there are Cougars who are taking out their frustrations today. The kick came down to Leo Austin and brought it back to the 22-yard line. So with a minute four left, Dixie has it first down and 10 at their own 22-yard line, and Dixie in danger of being shut out here in the first half of play. 23-0, Snow College. In the process of breaking the game wide open, two touchdowns, three field goals, and Dixie College really has not been very far across the Snow College, on the Snow College side of the field. Charlie Hurley, you have some stats on Kevin White.
So far, he's 9 for 16 for 185 yards.
And that's 4 yards per game. That's 4 yards above his per game average. So a good passing defense by Dixie has been eaten up by Kevin White today. Mike Gamble, draw play, goes to Ephraim Teo. Teo gets up to the 26-yard line. Mossman on the tackle up high. Down low on the tackle is Cleve Martman. Martman, one of the outstanding linebackers in the league. Gain of about 4 yards on the play. Make it second down and a long six and put it just short at the Dixie 26-yard line. 42 seconds and the clock running. And Dixie may be content to go to the halftime with a 23-0 deficit and see if they can regroup for the second half. Tail gets to the 28-yard line, took a lot of punishment on the draw play again, and Tail nailed that time by number 60, Todd Shanoff. Shanoff and Mossman on the tackle. Timeout called by the officials, or is it by Dixie? Timeout Dixie with 19 seconds left, 23-0 Snow. Let's just take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, timeout! Timeout! Hey, listen up, you guys. Be a winner and hike on over to the new Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge. Paula's new delicious menu is as good as a touchdown. Paula's new restaurant is almost as big as our field, and you're sure to score points with the great atmosphere and the city view. There's just no way you can lose at Paula's. It's definitely not out of bounds. Make Paula's Mexican restaurant on the ridge your goal. Now get out there and fight, 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 fight!
19 seconds left in the first half. Snow with a 23-0 lead, and Dixie may try to put all the eggs in one basket. For quarterback Mike Gamble, back to pass. Has a little time, has a lot of time. The pass over the middle, thrown short, skips into and out of the hands of Ron Wade. Wade covered out there by number 12, Cornell Holloway. 15 seconds left on the incompleted pass. Make it fourth down and 4 yards to go at the Dixie 28-yard line. And a punting situation once again. 15 seconds left. The final 15 seconds of this first half. Dixie trailing Snow College. Snow 23. Dixie nothing. There will be halftime festivities for homecoming. The snap. No pressure by Snow. Will a run back be taking place? We'll wait and see. Campbell at the 32-yard line puts his head down and gets up to the 40-yard line across to the 41. Spun down there with 7 seconds left. Snow College takes over. First down and 10. And put it at the... just short of the 41-yard line. We'll put it back at the 40-yard line. Apparently, the whistle had blown before Campbell put in that last little twist to the 41. So mark it at the 40. So an 8-yard return by Campbell from the Snow 32 to the Snow 40. Make it first down and 10 for the Badgers with 7 seconds left in the half and a 23-0 lead for Snow. Three receivers to the left plus a tight end out to the left. Mark Waterman. Let's double check and see if that really is Waterman. You might want to check that at the half, Mike. There is a flag, and apparently there will be a delay of game. You may want to double check with Snow to see if Waterman really is number 80. He's listed as a defensive back. And see if we may actually have another change of numbers. Loss of 5 yards on the play. And Snow College looking quite content right now, Mike.
Yeah, they took a delay of penalty or delay of game penalty right there. But I, this is a lineup, three wide receivers plus the split end on that side that Snow College has used quite a bit actually over the past several years, usually when they expect to come some big yardage.
And it's usually the man in the middle that gets that reception in motion, and that sends everybody out of the backfield. Kevin White all by himself and under pressure. White will be sacked. Rich Kafusi, no, gets away from Kafusi. Apparently, the officials blew it dead. White got away from Kafusi, and the officials blew it dead at the 17-yard line. That's the end of the first half. Snow with a 23-0 lead over. Charlie Hurley, and we're bringing you Dixie versus Snow College homecoming football action. Halftime score 23-0. Snow out in front of Dixie, and let's retrace some steps. Snow got a little help once again. Dixie having some problems with turnovers this year, and it has cost Dixie. It began when Glenn Evans burst through for a 10-yard gain or a 9 to 10-yard gain and fumbled the football at that point with 10:41 left in the first quarter. College took over at the Dixie 46-yard line with 10:41 left. A run by Trey Nicholson took it to the 43. Then Nicholson lost a yard. A holding call against Snow College put it back at the Snow 46-yard line. Then the pass came to Tim Shedrick, and Shedrick able to take it down to the 20-yard line. And then Shedrick once again burst through for the first touchdown of the day with 8:40 left in the first quarter of play. Touchdown by Shedrick. Point after put in by Leonard Chitty, and that made it 7-0. 7-0 Snow. The next score came following Dixie's fake punt as Troy Campbell on a 4th-and-6 situation from the Snow 45-yard line. Faked the punt, looking for a pass receiver, couldn't find any pass receiver, and then tried to get the punt away anyway, was leveled by a couple of Snow defenders. Snow took the football over at the Snow 48-yard line. And from that point, the run by Sean Daniels took it down to the 41. Ineligible receiver downfield made a loss of down and put it back at the Dixie 47-yard line. The run by Trey Nicholson took it down to the Dixie 39, and with a 4th-and-1 situation, Leonard Chitty drilled a 57-yard field goal with 2:10 left in the first quarter of play to make it 10-0. And that was the way the first quarter ended. So a gamble that didn't pay dividends, and a fumble cost Dixie the first two scores. The third score was set up by a fumble with 5 seconds left in the first quarter on a bad snap from center as Steve Sutton and Mike Gamble could not quite get things together. 5 seconds left, and it was recovered by Snow. The first play and the last play of the quarter, I should say, by Nicholson. Took it from the Snow 48 to midfield. The pass to Shedrick took it down to the Dixie 39, to Shedrick again to the 30. Then the pass to Trey Nicholson took it down to the 15-yard line. Nicholson on the run to the 8-yard line after an incompleted pass. Then Nicholson down to the 6-yard line Whereupon, on a 4th-and-1 situation, a 23-yard field goal by Leonard Chitty made it 13-0 with 12:09 left in the first half of play. Snow College got their last touchdown of the first half following a punt by Dixie that began with the football at the Snow 28-yard line with 9:36 left in the half. Nicholson took it to, or correction, let's double check. Yes, it was Nicholson to the 34-yard line, then to the Snow 37. Shedrick took it to the Snow 39-yard line, and then a pass interference call on Rick Wilson with 7:53 left, made it first and 10 at the Dixie 45. A 15-yard penalty against Snow put it back at the Snow 40 after an incompleted pass. The pass over the middle, a 60-yard touchdown pass to Chris Patney, as Darren Lambert went for the interception, had it in his hands, went right through his hands in the battle for the football into the hands of Patney. Lambert reached out, almost tripped up Patney, but Patney able to get into the end zone to complete that 60-yard touchdown pass. So I guess you could say the pass interference call helped set up that one. With 7:06 left, it was 19-0. The point after by Chitty made it 20-0. And then, following a punt, Snow College able to get the football at their own 49-yard line. The pass to Stott took it to the Dixie 23. The run by Daniels took it down to the 22. And then a pass interference call. Roughing the passer call took away a pass interception by Darren Lambert. And the roughing the passing call with 2:49 left set up the final score, and that was a 27-yard field goal by Leonard Chitty with 1:11 left to make it 23-0. So, in effect, Snow has had the football a lot. They've scored five times on three field goals and two touchdowns. But Dixie has helped set up each one of those. Let's take another 90-second break. We'll be back and check the halftime statistics with Charlie Hurley back in 90.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize T-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the Trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff. Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff. You're listening to Rebel Football on FM 93, KZEZ, St. George. Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st, the St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
Larry, the correct score on the Utah State game was, after three quarters, Utah leading Utah State 20-0.
20-0 Utah over Utah State. After three quarters and at the half, BYU leads Wyoming 30-0. And here, Snow College leads Dixie 23-0. Charlie Hurley, what do you have in the way of statistics?
Well, this is one of those games where the score is an indication of just how bad it's been going. Statistical-wise, Snow is totally dominated with the exception of first downs. Snow has 9, Dixie 7. Rushing, Dixie has rushed 19 times for 73 yards, Snow 19 for 52. The passing game is where Dixie has really suffered. They've only completed 3 out of 11 for 46 yards, and 28 of them came on one play, Hill.
On the other hand, White has been able to complete 9 out of 16 for 185 yards in the first half. Total yardage is 237 for Snow, only 119 for Dixie. Turnovers has really hurt. Snow has not turned the ball over this afternoon. Dixie has fumbled four times and lost two of those. There have been 13 penalties. Snow's been penalized seven times for 65 yards. Dixie six times for 45 yards.
And as far as the individuals, we have, well, once again, Kevin White above his per-game average, 185 yards. He's averaging 181. In fact, that's above his total yardage average per game. And Kevin White having a super game. In fact, if you're looking at the percentages, White on the year completing 47% of his passes, and he's 7 for 11 today, and that's way above that.
Well, he's 9 for 16 today for about 55%, which is excellent. On their ground game, Trey Nicholson has been just about their whole thing. They have 53 total yards, and he has 37 of them. He's carried the ball 13 to 19 times. For Dixie, Sean Hunter's been the big ground gainer. He has five carries for 38 yards, but 30 of them came on the first play of the second quarter.
As you look at that, on the year, Glenn Evans averaging 82 yards per game and Sean Hunter averaging 53. And, Mike, you might want to double-check and see if you've what's happened with Glenn Evans. It looked like when he came to the sideline, the twist of the ankle was not that serious, but we haven't seen Evans since then. Have you been able to get any indication about what the injury is?
No, I haven't really talked to the coaches yet to find out, but I'll check on that first half. Some information I do pass along, though, is that the man you were wondering about for Snow College, number 80, Mark Waterman, that is Waterman, and he does play both offensively and defensively. In fact, some of the coaching staff from Snow told me that he has caught something like 15 passes, and he's had about half of them go for touchdowns, so he's a lethal weapon.
Picked up at the goal line, Hunter at the 10-yard line, at the 15, Hunter down at the 18-yard line. So Hunter brings it from the goal line back out to the 18. Now the report on Evans.
Okay, the report on Evans is he has injured an ankle, and he is out for the rest of the ballgame at least, according to information I received. Also, Teddy Newman, you may have noticed, has not been in. It's a knee injury to Teddy. He also is gone for this entire game at least. They said they really haven't got a chance to look at the injuries, but bad enough to keep them both out of the game and a big blow to Dixie College.
So, thank you, Mike. Glenn Evans out. Teddy Newman with a knee injury. That's why we have not seen Newman for a while. Hand off goes into the middle for Dixie and up to about the 20-yard line as Ephraim Tail. Tail is bumped around pretty well, and there on the tackle is number 31, Claiborne Jones. But right into the thick of things that really stopped everything was David Coe. David Coe with the tackle. So on a first and 10 situation from the Dixie 19, only 1 yard gained by Ephraim Tail. And, Mike, that does not bode well for Dixie's balance of the season. One more game next week and possibly a bowl game. Make it second down. 9 yards to go. Back to pass. Gamble under pressure. Throws the pass complete to George Kahui out of the backfield. Kahui on the reception. On the tackle is Ryan Campbell. Put it at the 25-yard line. So a gain of 5 yards on that pass completion to Kahui. And, Mike, they're going to have to go to that short yardage situation. And there's one.
Yeah, they just moved that football up about a yard and a half, Larry. They've marched up near the 26, 27-yard line, so give them a little bit more forward progression, and they still will go for this one.
The official standing at the 25-yard line at the sidelines, but when they placed it at midfield, it was the 26 and a half. Back to pass, Gamble under pressure. Gamble will be sacked. Is there a fumble? Apparently not. There on the tackle is number 99, Brian Wise. And number 88 in there, Kevin Wright, also in there, along with let's double check. Number 99, Wise and Wright, the big two there, back to the 14-yard line on that sack of Gamble. So Gamble is down. Make it fourth down coming up. Fourth down and about 16 yards to go. The snap, Troy Campbell, to boot it away from the end zone. The kick coming down at the 45-yard line, a fake by Ryan Campbell,
after the kick was taken by number 24, Sean Harker. Interesting play, Mike, because Harker took the kick at about the 44-yard line. Campbell standing behind him faked as if he was taking the reception and started running just as hard to the other side of the field.
As you said a little while ago, Larry, Snow College is using all kinds of different setups. They're using fakes. They're using different lineups on the line of scrimmage. And I really think that's probably one of the big differences is throwing the defense off their...
First down at 10. Put it at the Dixie 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Snow Badgers. In motion is Shedrick out of the backfield. Handoff goes to Nicholson, and Nicholson is met head-on by Rich Cafusi. Rich Cafusi got to Nicholson immediately and didn't really have a chance to breathe. Just got the football and got Cafusi virtually at the same time. Loss of 2 yards on a play. Make a second down and 12 at the Dixie 40-yard line. Nicholson having a good day, but not as good a day as he normally would. Kevin White above his normal figures on this day. Second down, 12 yards to go. Wide receivers on each side. On the near side is Darren Green. Receiver on the far side also. Shedrick and Nicholson split as running backs behind quarterback Kevin White. Now Shedrick takes a step up almost into a slot position. Back to pass is White. White under pressure. Dumps the pass off. Has it complete to Nicholson. Nicholson, if he would have dropped it, would have been in better shape. It's a loss of 4 yards as Cafusi and Wildman there. And Mike, the defense still playing with plenty of verve.
Yeah, they're still playing good that time. So watching, the ball did come out of the receiver's hands that time. I think, though, what he probably did is, as you said, he caught the ball, suddenly thought better of it, just dropped it, but he had it long enough to come for an official reception and a loss of yardage.
Third down, almost 17 yards to go, as it's just in front of the 45-yard line of Dixie. Snow College in reverse right now offensively, but they lead 23-0. Shuffles on defense by Dixie. Snow College also shuffling on offense. In motion now is Shedrick to the far side. Receivers everywhere. White under pressure, throwing deep over the middle. Has it complete to Waterman inside the 15, down at the 12. And Waterman this time beat Leo Austin. Waterman with a good move, went towards the inside, then cut to the outside. And it was a case of a foot race between Waterman and Austin. And White threw it beautifully to Waterman. Mike?
Yeah, Waterman was in the perfect position there, Larry, to pick that one up. And in the last couple of steps, he really had to go flat out to come up with that reception because it was led a little bit. But he did come up with it, and just an excellent catch. I might mention also, according to the Snow coaching staff, Waterman has a rib injury, so he's playing in today but still playing well.
First and 10 from just the Snow side of the Dixie 12, about the 12-and-a-half-yard line. Just to the left side is Green. To the right side is Mike Borich as receivers. Shedrick and Nicholson going most of the way at running back. Didn't look like people were set. Flags everywhere. Handoff goes to Nicholson down to the 6-yard line, and it looked like they, like both tackles were moving, plus the left guard, Mike. That snap came a little early for the offensive line.
I get an illegal procedure call now against Snow College. The people here behind me saw it as well, and they were yelling for it. The official called out, he said, a fast start. In other words, they were offside.
Fast start. Huh? That helps in at Indy. And it's almost a loss of 6 yards on the play. Make it first down, almost 16 yards. They put it closer to the 18-yard line. 200, once again, Charlie?
212 yards for White already.
In passing, 212 yards. On an average of 181.6, and that is an outstanding day. Where Dixie was able to shut down the Ricks passing offense, they have not been able to do it today. Now it's Swim in a quarterback. Swim's the new quarterback. The pass into the end zone. Is there going to be an interference call? It's Rick Wilson and Troy Turner back there. And Mike, that looked like they were all over each other, and especially Wilson on Turner. And no arguments from the Snow coaching staff.
Turner looked back and like he was going to ask for one. He was sitting down looking at the referee, but two referees actually very close in the vicinity. Neither one threw the flag. I guess the indication that they were both going for it.
Gary Swim, the quarterback, is in there right now. Swim at 6 feet six, significantly taller than White. Swim is a redshirt freshman. Well, actually, he's listed as a sophomore. He is listed as a sophomore. I was thinking he was a freshman. But Swim in a quarterback. Dixie trailing Snow. 23-0, and White to sit down for a while. Wide receivers on each side. In motion is Trey Nicholson out of that backfield position, setting up the screen pass swim. Has it incomplete off the fingertips of Shedrick. Shedrick bumped around. So swim cannot complete. Make it second down, or third down, I should say. And 16 yards to go from the Dixie 18-yard line. And once again, Gary Swim calling the signals. Mike. Or Charlie.
White was taken out of the game after completing that long pass to Waterman. He had a middle linebacker blitzing and hit him very hard. He was holding his ribs when he left the ball game.
So that may be the last we'll see of White. We understand that in the Scottsdale-Phoenix game, both Dennis Binet, the starting quarterback for Scottsdale, and quarterback Scooter Molander for Phoenix, ended up out of the ball game. White is back in there. Suddenly we say that, and White is back in. Pass is over the head. The intended receiver, Chris Patinay. Patinay with one of the touchdowns today. But White is back in after getting the breather. Make it fourth down, 16 yards to go, the Dixie 18. And here comes Leonard Chitty again. Chitty is 3-for-3 in field goals attempted today. On the year, Chitty now is 21 of 34 in field goals and will be going for his 35th attempt. Put it at the 26-yard line, so a 36-yard attempt coming up for Leonard Chitty. A young man now from Riverton, but who hails originally from Great Britain, having quite a year. The kick is up. There's a flag on the play, and it may be an encroachment against Dixie. It looks good, according to the officials underneath, but the official on the far side says, encroachment against Dixie. Does Snow want to try it again? No, they're going to turn it down and keep the three-pointer. So with 10:20 left in the third quarter of play, make it 26-0. Snow out in front. Back in 60.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st, the St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you. There's fun and excitement in the air as the Dixie College Rebels go at it again. Capco Petroleum is proud to help make these exciting broadcasts possible for your enjoyment. Your Stop and Shop convenience store at 800 East St. George Boulevard is also joining Capco in this endeavor, as is Ernie's station next door to the Burger King on 900 East St. George Boulevard. Enjoy the game and enjoy the service found at these businesses that support your team.
The encroachment call was marked off in the kickoff, and Chitty just drove that football right through the end zone. Make it first down at 10 for Dixie on the touchback and put it at the Dixie 20-yard line. Mike, with the two key injuries today and the feeling along the sidelines, must be down. It looks awfully quiet.
It is very quiet along the near sideline. In fact, the team, as they walked off the field after that last score, was rather rejected.
Rejected?
Okay, dejected.
Okay. Kirk Miller in motion, split the running backs behind Mike Gamble. Gamble shapes up, throwing deep, has it incomplete to Bryant Hill. There will be a pass interference call. As Hill went up, so did Bronco Mendenhall, and Mendenhall bumped Hill, and that was enough to deflect it. Flags everywhere, and I don't think there was any question on that one, Mike.
Not about it, Larry. What he did is he put a hand on the shoulder to allow him to get up high and knock the ball away, and both referees indicated and threw the flag.
And still it was almost completed. Hill got both hands on the football, and it was the physical contact that knocked it away.
Hill has one of the best abilities to concentrate that I've seen of any receivers. He's done it several times this year. He looks that ball right into his hands no matter what position he's in.
First down and 10. Put it at the 34-yard line of Dixie College. In motion is Kirk Miller, right to left. Back to pass is Gamble. Under pressure, throwing, has it incomplete. Intended for Savage. Almost another pass interference call. Mike just barely waiting long enough to grab a hold was Cornell Holloway.
Yeah, Holloway was very close that time. Again, I think it was a pretty good call by the referees as he came just after the ball got there. I think Snow College just gambling a little bit throughout this ball game, and so far it's paid off for the most part.
Capco Petroleum in St. George has the C-Mart stores, and remember the one by the Hilton Inn after the ball game for that quick snack. To the left, Ron Wade. To the right, Bryant Hill in motion. Kirk Miller fake the handoff on the keeper. Mark Gamble gets away, gets 5, 6, 7 yards across the 40 down at the 41-yard line, and Gamble just tucked that football under the arm, and away won the tackle is number 60, Todd Chenoff, once again. Put it at the 41. Gamble came up, took his lumps, but got some yardage. Third down and about 3 yards to go at the Dixie 41-yard line. 9:48 left in the third quarter. It's 26-0. Snow has dominated this game. Kevin White with a Super Bowl game. Mike?
I was just going to say, Dixie really needs to keep this drive.
We'll get you yet. Doc Savage to the left. To the right, Bryant Hill. Back to pass. Mike Gamble under pressure throws the pass out intended for Savage, and Savage ran right up the back of the defender, and that was Cornell Holloway and Walt Kreiner pleading for the pass offensive pass interference call and cannot get it. Savage and Holloway colliding out there, and Mike, it was close to another call.
Breeze, Larry, appeared to be kind of letting go again. A close call, but the referee right on top of it and did not throw the flag.
Fourth down, 3 yards to go at the Dixie 41-yard line. And a punting situation. Campbell to do the kicking. Low snap, but Campbell gets it and gets the boot away. It'll come down and through the legs of the intended receiver, Harker, picked up instead by Ryan Campbell at the 20, up the sidelines at the 30, and Ryan Campbell has that sail right through the legs, almost like a bad hop through the shortstop. Picked up behind by Ryan Campbell and brought back to the 36-yard line. So on that punt, Snow having some breaks go their way also. Make it first down and 10. With 9:10 left in the third quarter of play, the St. George Federal Credit Union is the place to go for your financial help. Remember, try the St. George Federal Credit Union for a savings account or try the Visa debit card. Now at St. George Federal Credit Union. Put it at the 36-yard line. First down and 10 for Snow College. I formation. On the running backs in motion is the tight end. Stott from a slot position. Pitch goes to Nicholson. Nicholson trying to get outside. Fumble on the play. Did Dixie recover? Apparently recovered by Snow. Leo Austin got behind the blocking and just leveled Trey Nicholson and took the football away from him, but it ended up into the hands of Snow College. Mike?
Sorry, it's Trey Nicholson, the one who lost that fumble that bounced right back up on his arms, and he just curled right around it.
Actually, a gain of a yard on the play. Make it second down and 9 yards to go. Timeout by the officials while there is apparently a Snow player across the way that's down. On that particular play going the other way, a Snow player is down. We're not sure exactly what took place. One of the Snow assistants hollering to the officials about something. It's been the same assistant that has been quite vocal today. Walt Kreiner wants to talk to the officials. Kevin White on this official's timeout, signaling to the sidelines. Walt Kreiner signaling that apparently somebody threw a forearm at this snowball player. And, Mike, did you see it on the far side?
Well, Larry, I did not see it. In fact, I didn't even find the player who was down until sometime later if they called the timeout. So we'll see if we can find out the information along the sidelines.
We cannot see who the player is. Just a reminder that Paula's in St. George's in their brand-new location, but still has the same great food. Paula's Restaurant in St. George, great Mexican food on the hillside of the bluff. It's great place to go eat. Walt Kreiner still talking with the officials, and the snow player is still down. Let's take a 30-second break. The score, 26-0 Snow. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The new Bradshaw RV Center facility is now open to serve you. There's none finer. A 12-bay service garage, a free sanitary dump station, propane availability, and a service department with a big inventory of merchandise at prices you can't beat. This parts store has about everything you'd ever want for your recreational vehicles. Come see the big selection of motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. It's all new, and it's great. Bradshaw RV Center, adjacent to Bradshaw Ford.
Troy Turner was the man who was down. Finally got up. Apparently he's okay. He's to the sidelines right now. Second down, 9 yards to go. Kevin White, the quarterback. Back to pass. Throws over the middle. Has a complete to stop. Close to a first down. In traffic. Rick Wilson on the tackle. Dave Stoder on the tackle. And very close to a first down. Mike, it looks like he's just going to be inches short.
Yeah, I would expect them to bring the chains in and measure this one. They look clear across the field. Head referee eyeing it up now. And I assume they'll ask for the flag or the chains. There they do. Still receiving no real indication. Somebody threw a elbow into the face of the man number two. That was Troy Turner. And head coaching from Croshaw from Dixie is saying that they should have been charged with a timeout across the way as not winning the argument.
Well, Turner was taken off the field, and so that's the reason why they were not charged with a timeout. When it's an injury situation, if the player remains in the game, that's when the timeout is charged. Mike, you're right there. It looks like it's going to be short.
Yeah, Larry, about 6 inches short of the needed yardage, so a close spread will bring up a third down and half a foot.
Third down and less than a yard to go, and put it just short of the Snow 46-yard line. Charlie, this is Charlie Hurley. This has been total domination once again by Snow.
Yes, unfortunately for Dixie, they have had nothing on offense this half, and Snow has been able to push the ball up and down the field against them.
Put it just short of the 46-yard line. Third down, less than a yard to go. One receiver wide to the right. That's Mike Borich. Coming out to the left is Darren Green. Looks like one setback will be Shedrick, and in a slot position to the left is Trey Nicholson. Darren Lambert giving some instructions. Rick Wilson on the far side. Lambert back there, and a lot of people along the line of scrimmage. In motion is Nicholson on the quarterback keeper. It looks like Kevin White has it. Under pressure, White able to squirm through and get the first down. So Kevin White kept the football. And, Mike, a good play by White.
It really was a good call by the Badgers as White took the football about one step backwards and then just went right up the back of his left guard, picked up the first down.
47-yard line of Snow College. Snow with a first down and 10 situation, 7:53 left in the third quarter, and it's 26-0. Snow with a 23-0 lead. Been content with one field goal here in the second half and to play ball control. And just what Coach Greg Croshaw mentioned was what Dixie could not afford to do. It's been what's been happening, and that's put the defense on the field a lot of times, a long time. Draw play goes to Trey Nicholson. Nicholson is hit immediately by Stu Johnson. Nicholson looked like he had a hole, but Johnson from the side grabbed Nicholson and just drove him to the turf. That was an unusual tackle to look at, Mike, because suddenly Nicholson had all of his green in front of him and was going down from the side, blindsided.
Yeah, I think a little bit of credit also can go to Rich Cafusi, number 93 on the ground, also caught just the foot of the running back as he was going through. I think that helped trip him up a little bit more.
Gain, actually, of a couple of yards on the play. Make it second down, about 8 yards to go at the 49-yard line of Snow College. 26-0, the Badgers with the lead over the Rebels, and Dixie really has not come that close to a score against Snow today. Long count by Kevin White, draw play, goes to Shedrick, and Shedrick is not going to get any yardage at all. In fact, a loss on the play. Dixie smelled that one coming and just smothered Shedrick. Dave Stoder, Bruce Bishop, also in there was Howard Reeve, and plenty of action right there. Loss on the play of almost 2 yards, so make it third down and 10 and put it back near the Snow 47-yard line. That's a draw play that should have been erased for Snow College and was by Dixie. 6:13 left in the third quarter of play. Two receivers coming to the left side now as Borich is on the near side and Chris Patney is on the near side. Now Shedrick going to the right side as a wide receiver, and another one out there, and Shedrick in motion even farther to the right. Back to pass is Kevin White, having plenty of time, throwing over the middle, has it incomplete, intended for Waterman, coming from a tight end position. Waterman out there against Rick Wilson, and just over the head of Waterman, Mike, that would have been deep in Dixie territory.
Yeah, Waterman had the green in front of him. He was in good position. The ball, however, just a little bit overthrown. We're seeing a good combination today out to Waterman, doing just an excellent job.
Charlie, Kevin White's statistics at this point still.
He's 12 for 21 for 221 yards.
12 for 21. That's getting back a little closer to his normal percentage, but still, outstanding day. Boyd Pendleton get the punt away. Had a low snap, but got a high driving punt. Down to George Kahui at his own 12-yard line. Kahui up to the 15 and will be down at the 17 as there a fumble on the play. Smothered, a wave of snowball players just smothering George Kahui. And Mike, it's no fluke. Snow College has done everything possible today to keep their record unblemished, and it looks like Snow College is no fluke at all. They are definitely an honest-to-goodness number one team in this conference.
Well, they've beaten a lot of good teams this year. They've beaten Ricks College. They have beaten Phoenix, who at the time was a third-ranked JC in the nation. Now, of course, Snow College ranked number three, and I think we're seeing this afternoon why they are that ranked that high.
First down and 10 at the Dixie 17-yard line. Mike Gamble hands off to Ephraim Tao. Big hole, Tao close to a first down, diving forward. Looks like he may be just about a yard short. We'll wait and see where they're going to place that. It's going to be very close to a first down. But Tao, good run, Mike.
That was a good run. I think the referee's a little conservative with that mark. Looked to be a little bit close with that first down marker. However, still second down and short yardage.
About a yard to go, just about the 27-yard line. Second down and a yard. And Ephraim Tao with that big hole. 26-0. It may be a case of going for just as good a possible showing as they can. Kahui on the left side almost breaks it. Gets the first down and then some. And Ryan Campbell saves a potential breakaway. Kahui with a big, big hole and then created a bigger one down at the 39-yard line. So a 12-yard burst by Kahui going to the left side makes it first down and 10 for Dixie. And Dixie desperately needs to get a score as soon as possible. 4:53 left in the third quarter. This game's not out of reach, but snow is still dominating. Mike Gamble, handoff goes into the middle of that line. Let's double-check and see if that is Sean Hunter back in there, or if that is George Kahui. Glenn Evans gone for the rest of the ball game with the ankle injury. That is Kahui. Kahui on the carry across the down to the 42-yard line. Three-yard gain, Mike.
Yeah, the running back, number 22 for Dixie, Glenn Evans, standing along beside me with the shoe off and walking on the ankle. There is some pressure, but hopefully not as bad as we had anticipated at first.
So he may be back. Glenn has been playing with some injuries this year. Second down, 7 yards to go at the 42-yard line. Gamble, down and out pass, thrown over the head of Ephraim Tao. May have been tipped just a little bit at the line of scrimmage. Plenty of pressure coming from Snow, from Brian Wise in there, and also Claiborne Jones. Wise at 6'6", can get those hands very high, Mike.
Really can. I couldn't tell if it was tipped or not, but it was well over the head of the intended receiver that time coming out of the backfield.
Incompleted pass, make it third down, 7 yards to go at the Dixie 42-yard line. Wide receiver to the right is Bryant Hill, split the running backs once again. Behind the quarterback, Kahui. And Tao, the converted defenders, back to pass is Gamble. Gamble is leveled as he let go of the pass. Charlie, you spotted something.
Yeah, in the flat to the right side, no one picked up Kahui at all. He was wide open. No defender was in less than 15 yards of him.
Fourth down, 7 yards to go at the Dixie 42-yard line. Throwing deep was Gamble, missing the receiver. Fourth down situation, fourth and 7 coming up. And Snow College sends one man back deep to receive. That's Campbell. Shallow to receive is Sean Harker, S-H-O-N. Campbell, with a little bit of a press on, gets away. A booming, booming driving kick, and will be into the end zone. It hit about the 6-yard line. Best kick of the day by Campbell, and he got the entire foot into that one, Mike. It's been a long time since we've seen a punt like that one.
Yeah, he sent that one sailing me, man, back deep to receive that one. Just kind of watched it sail over his head and thought, I don't think I'm going to run. That one's in the end zone.
Dixie Trophy in St. George is the place to go for all of your trophy needs. Dixie Trophy with all of your items that you'll need to honor that group or the people in your group that you would like to honor. 58-yard punt by Troy Campbell, who is averaging on the year 42-2 in punting. First down and 10 as it was into the end zone at the 20-yard line for Snow College. Third quarter of play, 26-0. Snow with the lead. Hand off goes to Shedrick. Shedrick trying to turn to the outside. Fumble on the play. Did Dixie recover? Yes, and that's a break Dixie's been waiting for. Fumble by Shedrick. And let's see who got it. That was Howard Reeve who came up with the fumble recovery. Howard Reeve, Mike, bounced on that football as soon as Shedrick dropped it.
Yeah, Howard Reeve was in a perfect position to pick up that fumble. As you mentioned, that may be just the break that Dixie needs. There's still a lot of time in the ballgame with 3:46 remaining here in the third quarter. But the big test is coming right now. Dixie has about 16 yards to get Pater. They must pick up 6 points.
First down and 10, and Dixie, I don't believe, has been closer than the 48-yard line of all day. Correction, the 47-yard line. That's as close as Dixie has been until now. First down and 10. Handoff, Ephraim Teo. Teo banged around as he got forward. Got down near the 13-yard line. They'll place it at about the 13. That's as tough a 3 yards as any Ephraim Teo has picked up this year. Make it second down and 7 and put it at the Snow 13-yard line. Mike?
Dixie, conservative, going right in the middle of the line with that particular play. However, they did pick up 3 yards. If they continue to pick up 3-4 yards at a crack, that would be the way to get in. As I mentioned, a very important drive right now for the Rebels.
Third quarter score, Western State leading Southern Utah State 28-16 in the third quarter. That one's at Gunnison, Colorado. On the keeper, Mike Gamble. Gamble at the 10-yard line. Gamble for the touchdown. Mike Gamble, listen to the crowd. Mike Gamble faked the handoff to Teo, went right into the middle of that line, and then just kept it. So Dixie, with their first score of the day, makes it 26-6. And with 3:04 left in the third quarter, could we see a miracle starting to take place? We'll wait and see. Tim Wagstaff, who is 24 of 25 points after, kick is up. Is it good? 25 of 26. Make it 26-7. Snow out in front, back in 60.
Just for coming in to take a tour of the new Bradshaw RV Center, you can be treated to a barbecued steak dinner for two. Two nights at an RV resort nearby, and two nights lodging. Come in and get the details. See the wonderful new facilities for RV enthusiasts. A 12-bay service garage, free sanitary dump station, a magnificent parts store, propane servicing, and new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels at Bradshaw RV Center.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize t-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff.
26-7 as Dixie, on the 14-yard run by Mike Gamble, gets their first score of the afternoon. Tuller to drive it deep, coming down to Ryan Campbell at his own 6-yard line. Ryan Campbell up to the 20 and hit at the 22-yard line. And, Mike, you can see some extra enthusiasm on the Dixie defense. Coming up there is Andy Brown. And Brown, Darren Barnes, the man on the tackle. And you can see the enthusiasm level pick up.
That's about the best they've gotten down and covered a run back like that. Of course, it's nothing like a six-point touchdown, an extra point to really put a little bit of fire back in the the squad. Now the defense needs to step in, keep Snow College from gaining any more yardage or keeping them getting rid of the football and get the ball back in the hands of the offense, get some more on the board.
First down and 10 at the 23-yard line. Kevin White has had an outstanding day at quarterback for Snow College. Slant the running backs, now put in motion. Sean Daniels is back in at the fullback position. Back to pass. White. White under pressure. White dumps the pass off. Incomplete. Juggled by Stott. Dixie hoping for the completion and then the recovery by Howard Reeve on the fumble, but it was never really grabbed by Stott. He jungled it all the way, and the guy was safe at first.
Yeah, and the referee right on top of the situation immediately started indicating that there would be no catch on that, but as you may hear closely behind me, the people alongside the sidelines here, not all are happy with that call.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Snow College 23-yard line, and Snow with a 26-7 lead, 2:52 left in the third quarter of this game. This is going to be a long one because of all the passing today, but Dixie trying to mount a comeback if they can. The pitch goes to the tailback. New man in there. We'll pick up the number as we go. Dave Stoder trying to catch him from behind, close to a first down. On the run is Chris Nicodemus. Chris Nicodemus, I believe, is the man, number 26. Let's double check and see if that is our man or if it is number 25, Gerald Glister. The son was kind of at an angle. Mike, was it 25 or 26?
Well, how about this one? Number 28, Steve Butch, I believe, is the
okay, let's make it 28 then. Got a little bit of a glare off the uniform from our angle, so it's Steve Budge, the man. Close to a first down, third down, less than a yard to go, and put it at about the Snow 32-yard line. Steve Budge, number 28, wide to the left is Borich. Double-check the man to the right. That looks to be Patinet. Hand off goes to the first man through, and that may be enough for the first down. It's very close, though, Mike, as Dixie is right up there nose-to-nose with that offensive line.
Yeah, as soon as he hit the line, they met heads with him that time. We'll see where they put the ball down. It appears to be shy of the first down.
So he missed it. Coming up, let's double-check. Could not get that first down. So Snow College will be measuring. While the measurement is taking place, let me remind you the Bradshaw Ford and RV Center has the 86s in now. So be looking at Bradshaw Ford and RV Center if you're looking for a brand new car or truck. Missed it. In fact, maybe even a loss on the play. Fourth down and a little closer to a full yard to go with that first down. And a punting situation for Snow. They are not going to gamble. Leading 26-7. Back deep to receive is Kahui, and Mike, you can see an obvious increase in the enthusiasm on the Dixie side. Timeout by Dixie, a minute 57 left in the third quarter. Let's just take a 30-second break. 26-7, Snow leads back in 30.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road, or call 628-1651.
The final on the Utah-Utah State game, Larry, was Utah 34, Utah State 7.
Thank you, Todd. 34-7 final, Utah over Utah State. 34-7, that's the final. Third quarter, BYU leading Wyoming 52-0. Boy, are they taking out their frustrations. To do the punting, Pendleton. Three men back to receive. The deepest one is George Kahui. High kick coming down to the 31-yard line. Kahui looking for some room. We'll get to the 33. And then ridden down by number 69, Todd Coombs. Coombs on the tackle. And it's going to be first down. After that tackle by Coombs, first down for Dixie. And put it not bad field position. First down and 10. At the Dixie 33-yard line. So at this point, with a minute 48 left in the third quarter of play, Dixie cannot afford mistakes. They capitalized on the first fumble lost by the day by Snow College. Bryant Hill wide to the right. Mike.